You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 26, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Chad faces significant challenges in providing electricity, with only about 10% of the population having access. In rural areas, this figure drops to less than 2%. The disparity between urban and rural access impacts daily life, education, and economic opportunities. Chad's per capita electricity consumption is only 18% of the global average, hindering industrial growth and overall quality of life. The reliance on traditional energy sources like biomass and charcoal leads to health and environmental issues. Nearly all rural households use wood for cooking, causing deforestation and indoor air pollution, which disproportionately affects women and children. Chad's population of 21 million is projected to triple by the end of the century due to high fertility and declining mortality rates. The total fertility rate is estimated between 5.14 and 6.4 births per woman, influenced by data collection methods. This rapid growth strains resources and infrastructure, accelerating urban sprawl and deforestation for charcoal production. Addressing energy needs while controlling climate change and ensuring equitable access is critical for sustainable development. Gender inequality contributes to high fertility rates and hinders development. Only 38% of girls complete primary school, and 61% are married by age 18, limiting their autonomy and reproductive choices. The relationship between women's autonomy and fertility varies across sociocultural groups. In communities with strong gender inequalities, increased autonomy can correlate with higher fertility due to high child mortality rates. Conversely, in less unequal groups, greater autonomy is linked to lower fertility, influenced by later marriage and modern contraception use. Chad has one of the highest maternal mortality rates globally, highlighting the need for improved healthcare and women's empowerment. Feminist electrification offers a solution to energy poverty, gender inequality, and population growth. This approach designs energy investments to empower women as economic actors and consumers, recognizing their role in managing domestic energy needs. Including women in energy planning can lead to more effective solutions. Key components of this strategy include integrating family planning services into energy programs, investing in women's education, providing vocational training and solar installation, and fostering leadership development. Empowering women can create jobs, foster self-determination, and lower fertility rates. Chad's National Energy Compact aims to increase electricity access from 11% to 90% by 2030, achieve 46% access to clean cooking solutions, and boost renewables to 30% of total electricity generation, mobilizing $650.3 million in investments. However, the compact overlooks the human dimensions of energy, particularly gender equality and population growth. High fertility rates lead to larger household sizes, increasing energy demand. Women who manage most domestic energy needs are often excluded from decision-making processes, resulting in solutions that do not meet their needs. To achieve its goals, Chad's Energy Compact must integrate gender and demographic considerations. The reliance on wood for cooking has severe health and environmental consequences, contributing to deforestation and respiratory diseases. Clean cooking solutions, such as improved biomass cookstoves and solar cookers, can mitigate these risks but require access and affordability for women. Integrating family planning into energy planning is crucial, as population dynamics influence energy demand and access to energy impacts reproductive health. Reliable electricity is essential for health facilities to provide family planning services. Access to energy empowers women, enabling education and economic activities, which can influence reproductive choices and family size. Slower population growth can reduce pressure on natural resources, contributing to environmental protection. Implementing initiatives like feminist electrification faces challenges, including government commitment, financial resources, and cultural resistance to changes in gender roles and energy sources. Addressing the lack of robust energy infrastructure in rural areas is critical. Building local capacity in energy planning and reproductive health services is essential for long-term success. The UNFPA has called for international support to protect the rights and health of women and girls in Chad. Meeting Energy Compact targets requires setting goals for family planning and empowering women. Copyright African Elements.